What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I got the Pogo crew here with me, Lower Class, Jeff, and Sean Bedlin. Let's get pogoing to the casualties coming off Four of the Punks with Punk Rock Love. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. All right, I am Andrew Bedlam. As you heard me say in the intros, we have a Pogo crew here with me, Lower Class Jess and Sean Bedlam. How you fuckers doing out there?
Good. It's Friday night.
Friday night.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, party night.
Friday night is party night.
Week out of sight.
For Frank Mayhem.
Party night.
Fuck yeah. All right, so we're sitting here drinking some fucking Svedka. Sean's a bitch. I think he's drinking Yingling.
I like beer.
I like to get drunk and not as fat. Yo, you really got a dad bod going on lately, my man.
Dad bods are sexy.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna say who it was, but I seen somebody at a show recently, right? And I was like, Jesus Christ, motherfucker really got a dad bod, and they're not a dad. Like, that's really bad.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Like, yeah,
too.
I'm not gonna say who, but it was definitely the singer of a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean knew.
Anyway.
But that band was awesome, though. They were definitely awesome. We'll stop being a couple of dicks and let the dicks do it for you, if that makes any sense. I don't know if it does.
Riggity, riggity,
Rexon! But here's the dicks with Kill from the Heart. Here's the dicks with Kill from the Heart. There it is. That's the dicks.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
When I see you walking down the street, it's so hard to take. Come on and give me a break. You're spending all your fucking time in school. Those lessons you learn are making you a fool. It's from the heart. You need to be shot. It's from the heart. You need to be shot. When I see you walking down the street, it's so hard to take. Come on and give me a break. You're spending all your fucking time in school. The lessons you learn are making you a fool. But daddy's boy's got the brand new cash. You're messing with riffs, I'm gonna kick your ass. Give me a break. The fucking thing gets you afraid. It's from the heart. You need to be shot. It's from the heart. You need to be shot. Oh, that is more. I've got some brand new cash. You're messing with friends. I'm gonna kick your ass.
That was the dicks. This is a global threat. All right, that was a global threat coming off What the Fuck Will Change, the debut LP with Brian Pogo and Mark Unseen on vocals. One of Sean's high school favorites.
Yeah, I listened to the shit out of that album. Idle Threats is actually my favorite song.
And that's also one of the tracks on the Punkcore record sampler that Jess was talking about as one of maybe one of her favorite albums,
definitely one of the top albums.
Yeah, see, we all started doing the Facebook thing, 10 albums that like you like a lot. I'm going to paraphrase. Your 10 favorite albums, pretty much, in no particular order. And then every night you tag somebody, and they got to do it too. So we all went through and been tagging each other.
I didn't tag anybody. Don't get mad.
You're supposed to narrow it down to 10, but like, I don't know.
I might go 25.
Yeah, I might go a little bit higher because it's hard. It's hard narrowing it down because there's so many good ones out there.
It definitely could be. Yeah.
I narrowed down my 10 and took the screenshots, have them all ready, and I'm just posting them one at a time. What I have done so far is the first one. What was the first one I put up? I don't fucking remember now. I know the second one was the Pogo Attack. No, the third one was the Pogo Attack. I put on the Casualties for the Punks.
Did you do Wretched Ones or something?
No, I didn't do the Wretched Ones. Jessica put on the Wretched Ones.
Okay.
What fucking... Oh, I put Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers.
That's
like a motherfucker.
Right. Yes.
Like the rest of mine that are coming are...
Like a motherfucker.
Dead Boys, Young, Loud, and Snotty. Yeah. Mm. And what else do I got?
Knew that
I
one
got
was coming.
Blanks. Wretched Ones, Go to Work. Fucking
and every other Blanks album.
Yeah, right. Yeah, why not?
Tank and Pogo'd
is by far my favorite.
The other two.
I love Killer Blanks.
I love me some Killer Blanks. Mm-hmm. But Tank and Pogo, like, I listen to that shit fucking constantly.
I ain't gonna lie, Killer Blanks. You'll see that in my list. It's coming.
Absolutely. I mean, just fucking, what is it, Losing Control right there. Mm-hmm. That was also the first Blanks album I had. Yeah, you just hear that bass and that guitar. It's just fucking awesome. Yeah, it just got me going. All right, maybe we'll get to some Blanks later in the show. But we're going to head out to Europe and go catch up with the Vibrators. And you guys can catch up with the Vibrators in person sometime soon in the Lehigh Valley. I don't know. I know it's 100% confirmed. I do know that. But I don't know if it's officially announced, so I can't say where.
Hush, hush.
But the Vibrators will definitely be in the Lehigh Valley sometime soon. Right around yours truly's 31st. Birthday, which is coming soon as well. Here's the Vibrators with Automatic Lover. Up to 10, I'm out of that door.
meet again. Hey, run for cover, run for cover. She's the kind of thing I was warned of by my mother. Automatic lover, automatic lover. Automatic lover, automatic lover.
How many people out there like to drink?
All right, we got the Cockney Rejects coming off Oi, the album. Some Cockney motherfucking rejects. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, we have a big announcement, and you would have heard it first if you guys are friends with us on Facebook, and you guys can head over right now, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, or go to @PogoCityRadio on Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. Come give us a follow, a friend request, whatever the fuck it is. But you guys would know that we have officially announced Pogoing in the Park. Going down August 4th, North Catasauqua Park outdoor show all day. We're talking 10 hours, 12 to 10. So 12 noon to 10 p.m., BYOB, free entry.
Of some slamming music.
There you go. All the proceeds. Now, when I say proceeds, I mean from the raffles and 50-50s being donated to Alex's Lemonade Stand, which is a pretty popular charity for kids' cancer. So you guys can come out, pogo, oi, 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 get drunk, and nobody can talk any shit because you're doing it for cancer. Come pogo
That's
out
right.
cancer with the Pogo Crew.
We're going to pogo cancer away.
We're going to pogo cancer out. But yeah, so make sure you guys come out August 4th. It's going to be a real big event. I already have 6 or 7 bands confirmed. Not announcing that lineup, though.
Keeping
it a secret. Tease. But we have a nice lineup already.
Keep checking back in, though, with the Pogo Crew on Facebook and all that shit.
Absolutely.
To see what bands...
When
might
I decide
might be getting
to
added and all that shit, you'll see some stuff out there.
Because I think we're gonna wait till we have
a full lineup.
Yeah, all 10 bands.
So
we're
far,
looking
though,
at 10
that
bands.
That lineup is looking pretty good.
That number can change a little because I've asked a few more than 10 bands, and if,
you gotta narrow it down.
Yeah, if 12
you
were to say yes,
options.
It'll be 12 bands. Then
you gotta have options.
To be honest, I have the park from 7 a.m., so we can get some. We can get a good fucking 20 bands in if
come
you guys
out,
really want to poke
out. We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there drunk early. So that's August 4th, North Catasauqua Park, Albert. James
Wilbur, William something J something
Albert Post Park.
Don't ask me.
There's an Albert in there.
There's
it's
a
J
William
Albert
in there
ends
too.
It. Is
William,
it William J
something,
Albert.
Something.
It's Albert.
Albertson
it's Albert.
Maybe.
No, it's Albert.
There's
I believe.
Two parks in Catasauqua.
Yeah,
so
and everybody gets confused.
Yeah, they always get mixed up. So,
but this one's gonna be where all the drunks are and yep. loud.
Yeah, you,
the loud.
See,
look,
like,
look for
kids
the
running
look
around,
for the kids that you know all the people with the
mohawks
and shit. Yeah, look for them. Follow them.
And
Catasauqua was not that
look
big.
Look for studs.
We're also getting people to donate stuff to be raffled or auctioned. Raffled. That's the one we're doing.
Raffled.
Yeah, we're gonna. Okay, we're raffling 50-50. Them off. So first place I call. Right. First place I call. That is the anti-cancer thing. Is Utopia a smoke shop? And they say yes right away. So we got a smoke shop sponsoring the anti-cancer benefit.
See?
First off, right there. Give it up for Utopia.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. Utopia is a head shop, but like, it's still kind of fucking
incognito.
Funny. It's still kind of fucking funny. I mean, but pretty awesome. So all you stoners, make sure you come out there because you can win some Utopia shit. But I mean, all you tobacco smokers, excuse
tobacco.
Me. You tobacco smokers, come on out and get wrecked.
Oh, this is in Utopia.
Wrecked, son!
Yeah, Utopia has fallen.
And they're withdrawn.
Yeah. But yeah, so stay tuned for more info, like I said. And I got to give a big shout out to Tamara behind the scenes. Not looking for
Tamara.
Any credit, but we'll give it to her anyway. So that's for her. And this
is a
next,
huge backer.
Hell yeah, yo. If it wasn't for her, we would not have this show off the ground.
Yeah, sometimes,
so,
yeah,
the
lots of
sometimes
lots
there's
of
people
at
behind
all.
The scenes that you
big
don't
shout
actually
out to
hear
her.
About. But
like drummers, you know.
Yeah, like drummers.
All right. Let's get to some oxymoron.
Yeah.
For our boys in the Parasitics with Dead End Generation.
Sick of the game, sick of the flying you.
Talking to.
All right, that was Oxymoron on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now, we're going to get to a band that I've recently come across who all of us seem to have taken a liking to. Now, these guys are coming out of Jersey, but I don't remember what part of Jersey. This is coming off Tall Cans and Shortcomings, the Southside Veterans with Four Higher. Right, that was South Class Veterans right there on Pogo City Radio. And let's get a little cheaper for him, because I like these guys a lot. Talking appetizers.
Gang of friends, gotta get enough to last tonight. Don't want to run a date. you. Just grab some beer, show some respect, and you can come on through. With your drink and liver and a pack of smokes, cause we're gonna bomb off you.
All right, that was South Class Veterans on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now they're coming right out of Jersey, and we're going to see if we can get another Jersey band up here. Let's see if we can find the Despised NJ.
Oh, I like the Despised.
Let's see if we can find them. Let me see if I can bring them bastards up. Why don't you guys say something random while I look?
I hadn't heard of them. Until maybe a few months ago, I think Andrew sent us like a link, or like maybe me specifically a link, something like that. And I had never heard them before, but they're fucking good.
Yeah,
I like
they're definitely
them.
Definitely a band to check out if you've never heard of them before. I would definitely, you know, give them a listen if, you know.
Absolutely, give them a listen. Give them a listen right here,
yeah,
right
there you
now.
Go. This is yes. The band. Fucking tune in.
Tune in right here. Let's go with We're Not Gonna Change. All right, that was the Despised NJ on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, we got an email coming in here now for Blot Out. So let's check out Blot Out with Can't Stop. God motherfucking damn it.
I may have f***ed up here.
All right, let's check out Blot Out with Can't Stop. help us all.
Riggity, riggity, wreck, son! Ah!
Right, that was Blot Out, and thanks for hitting us up, Chris. Liked it a lot right there. Now, I'm not going to lie.
It definitely
took us like seven takes for me to get that to play right.
Let's try that again.
Yeah, definitely had some fuck-ups.
And when
we just did it there, I didn't do it very well. But at least they played the song well. So there you go.
It worked.
You guys can check them out. blotout69.bandcamp.com. That's blotout
69
.bandcamp.
If you're us, what number are we thinking of? 69, dude.
Whoa.
Did you guys hear they're doing a Bill and Ted 3?
Yes, I did. I posted it on Facebook. But you want to know what? Did you see that on Facebook, that video? Is that why you're saying it?
No, I heard about it before, actually, you said something.
Oh, yeah,
about it,
no, I saw it on Facebook, yeah.
I didn't see the second one, so
it's
the first
good.
One was they great.
They go to hell, bogus adventure.
Rick and Morty sucks.
It's one of those sequels, usually comedy sequels, they suck, but like that one's actually good.
Yo,
really?
Rick and Morty got another 70
episodes. They got the green light.
The green light for 70
Fuck
episodes.
Yeah, they did.
Right there.
Jess likes Rick and Morty, don't let...
Yeah, during the pregame, she was laughing at Total Rick Call.
And get Schwifty.
Get Schwifty.
I'm not gonna lie, it was a little funny, but I only saw one episode. So.
Exactly, and I gotta be honest, Get Schwifty, not one of the best episodes, and it was still funny. That's what I'm saying.
That's just how good Rick and Morty.
All right,
is.
Now we played the South Class Veterans, and we're gonna get to a band that they like to do some shows with, called the Ice Cold Killers, coming out of Long Island. Here they are now with Live and Let Down.
I am destruction. I am infinity.
I only spent, I did not, I did not spend $60 on 40 ounce casualty.
No.
I spent $15 on 40
what
ounce
I'm
casualty.
Saying, what I'm
and
saying,
sold it for 60.
What I'm saying is, if you found 40 ounce casualty and you only spent $60 on it,
that's
probably
a
that's a steal.
When
a
I sold it, that's what I'm saying. I bought it for like 15. I sold it. I'm gonna say, I think I was like 23, 24, so we're talking like 7 years ago, and I sold it for $60, which means they were at least selling it for 100. I sold it to a store. Do you know what I mean? And I sold a lot of records, dude. Oh, the Pogo Attack, that one hurt.
Ouch.
That one hurt. Yeah.
Ouch.
But I got like 40 or $50 for the Pogo Attack. I did. I'm not going to lie. I'm mad that I sold all the records. But I definitely got paid. I definitely made some cash. I had some good records. I definitely had some good, awesome, limited records, imports. I had like original fucking Sex Pistols. I had the first four original pressings of the Ramones. I had all that shit. I had great shit.
That's really cool.
I had
man.
Old Cox Bar. I had Blitz shit.
Imagine
I had
how
Sham
much
69
money
7
it would
inches.
Be worth now.
I had Sham 69 7
That's
inches.
Awesome.
Like original press.
That's
Sham
awesome.
69. Like, ah, motherfuckers.
I had a Crown Gen fucking original.
There you go.
Nice.
Oh, I had the first three. I had Army Life. I had Barmy Army on stage and Punk's Not Dead, all original presses.
Oh,
Slaughter
shit.
And the Slaughter
Whoa,
and the Dogs.
There you go. I didn't have any Slaughter and the Dogs. No. I even had some test pressings, dude. I had a Clip 45 test pressing. There was only a handful of them.
That band
of them.
Is going to make me mad.
Yeah, I had yo. You know what I had? Here's one for you.
Quincy
had the
Punks.
Oh, there you
I
go.
Have a,
oh,
I have a fucking
nice.
Test pressing of Quincy.
Oh,
Punks.
Test pressing.
Hell yeah.
I had the fucking first Lower Class Brats release. Had the large hole Ooh. With no writing
you
on
the
label.
Need the
yeah, you need
to
the
put
insert.
In.
No writing on the label, huh?
You had to use the adapter for
yeah,
that
yeah,
one.
No, yeah, because mm-hmm. it's cheaper.
Yeah.
You save like 2 cents a record. At least when I was pressing, yeah, it, like you would save like 2-3 cents a record if you got the large hole and then
right.
the blank label. It was the Who Writes Your Rules EP.
Okay.
I got a couple
yeah,
bucks for that one.
For
got a couple bucks for that one. But yeah. So,
how was that for a trip down memory lane?
I know, right? And Sean puking on my blanks record.
Oh,
that
shut
son
the
of a
fuck
bitch.
Up.
Son of a
I
bitch.
I puked on my phone.
He projectile vomited onto the fucking Ooh. One with London Boys on it. I
think I
was not
we
happy.
Told this story on like
Ouch.
The very first Pogo City radio we ever did.
I
this
think
literally
I need to hear
happened
I need
like.
To hear it, though.
This happened like. We were
like 14.
We were like, I want to say 16 at the very oldest.
No, I didn't have a license. I got my license
okay,
at 16.
Okay, we were probably in like 9th or 10th grade.
Yeah.
Did you know Nate Medellin?
No.
He dead. Like everybody else.
Yeah.
We needed,
the three of us were hanging out but in Andrew's like room watching
Clockwork
Orange. I'm pretty sure. And we were drinking,
all we ever
drinking
did.
Natty's. And
Ew.
All of a sudden, like, I'm like, Nate's to my left, I'm in the middle, Andrew's to my right. All of a sudden, Nate just puts his hand over his mouth
and just
like
sunflowers.
Sunflowers, everybody.
Yeah,
everybody.
All out the
oh,
sides
no.
of his fingers.
He
it's
got
like
it
2
on
o'clock
me.
In the morning in my mother's house.
He got it all on right. me. No. He got it on, like, to the left. Like, it was everywhere, and it smelled fucking terrible.
Oh, God.
And
so
I was like, I was trying to like not
trying,
to puke.
Trying to
I was like,
it down.
Trying to choke
don't
it down.
Don't
puke.
Do it.
Don't you fucking puke.
I tried to get out the door and I puked.
And he
I
turns his head. I got all my records on the floor. And my favorite one was his
oh,
blank 7-inch.
No.
So I had it out in front so you could see that one. And he just turns,
time to beat up
and
Sean.
It was like a goddamn bullseye from like 4 feet away. Just like a perfect stream of puke. I
exercise
didn't have it
vomit.
In like a plastic sleeve or nothing like that. And I loved it because they covered Johnny Thunders on it. And it was fucking amazing. But yeah, then we go out back. You remember how, you don't remember. Dude, I was holding his fucking
you
jacket.
You don't remember.
This is when we were 14. I'm holding his jacket. He's trying to smoke a cigarette in, like out the back door of my garage. And Sean's just all drunk like, yeah, standing underneath my mom's fucking bedroom, fucking smoking, being all loud. I'm holding on to him. He's falling through my backyard. We lived in like the fucking suburbs. Like, fucking, yo, I'll tell you what. Yo, the motherfuckers paid to live in them goddamn suburbs, but they lived with me and my goddamn friends. Yo, and we were some goddamn juvenile goddamn delinquents. Yeah,
remember
when
we set off like
we
the quarter sticks in the fucking the drainage
in their backyards?
Pipe?
Yeah.
Do you remember that day? I remember that a lot, actually. I remember the one day in particular, though.
I was an asshole, but at least I was an asshole around my neighbors.
Oh, no, we were. We were.
Yeah.
We were definitely.
Walking around town and shit, like smoking cigarettes. We're all drunk and high and shit. Like,
at like 3 o'clock in the morning, smashing bottles. That, you know, that kind of fun stuff. We're punk rock.
I remember. I used to get hammered and take a walk and then pee on people's French fucking porches.
Because you're 15, and what the fuck else are you going to do at 2 o'clock in the morning with your friends? And that's what those punk videos show.
Right, exactly.
All right, let's get back to the goddamn tunes. And we're talking about being juvenile delinquents and breaking the law. And let's do it some goddamn more with the Anti-Nowhere League. Had this on vinyl as well. The 7-inch and the LP.
Oh, shit.
I had We Are the League. And I have the Let's Break the Law.
We are the League.
The League. Yes, reminiscing.
We're all taking trips down memory lane.
This is one.
Memory lane.
This is one to reminisce to, especially for me and Black Sack. Here's Blank 77 with Automatic. was Blanks and we got Blitz. Up next. I love Blatz.
I love Blatz.
All right, that was Blitz, and we've been telling a lot of puke stories, so I got one, another one for you. Now, I remember one time, this one's not that long, but fucking Matt Finkin, fucking, we're doing a little bit more than drinking, we'll just say, but a little bit more than drinking. I had bicked my mohawk earlier this day, hadn't even been to sleep, bicking the sides of my head, all right? I haven't even been to sleep. Did it like an hour ago. Matt's in the back seat of the car. I'm in the front seat. He has to go puke. We're already pulled over. We were getting out of the car. I push the seat up. It was a coupe. He pushes the seat up. I lean forward. I'm still in the front seat. I'm thinking he's going to get out of the car. This motherfucker just pukes all over the back of my goddamn head.
Goddamn.
All over the back of my goddamn freshly shaven, pores still open,
Jesus
motherfucking
Christ.
Head. His
vomited
fucking puke
blood.
Got deep up in my pores. Like, what the fuck is that?
You had it in your ears and shit.
He puked. It was down my neck going, you know.
Thank
like,
you.
Know, back
Thank
behind
you.
The
Thank
ear. You. Yeah. Jess was just telling a story.
I was.
Yeah,
I
what
was.
Get, tell so, the listeners.
Well, let me
get
just
close.
Say,
get close.
Let me just say, I was at a bonfire and drank a whole bottle of wine to myself. And you know, it was fine, but we're driving on our way back home. And I feel like I got to puke. So I'm like, you know, guys, pull over. I got to puke. So they pull over. And I go to get out of the fucking car. And there's fucking child locks on the fucking car. Like, motherfucker. Like, all I could do at that point is just fucking cover my fucking mouth.
Sunflowered it.
Oh, God. And it sprayed every fucking where. Oh.
And we got a great transition. Let's get to Backseat of My Car by the Dwarves, who are playing at the Wonder Bar in Jersey tonight.
I'm in it, in the backseat of my car.
The Unseen. All right, that was The Unseen, and now Lower Class Jess over there was like, "What album is this?"
There was.
I think plenty of people.
I know a good, you know,
amount
of The Unseen. And I'm like, huh.
Yeah, like I know a lot of people might think that. So what that is coming off the first 7-inch, Too Young to Know, Too Reckless to Care. Now that is a track on Lower Class Crucifixion. I believe it's the first track on Lower Class Crucifixion, but that track is not on that album. And
I was gonna say that song's not on that album.
And that singing there is Chainsaw, who also sings. Fucking
no evacuation.
No, on the anger and the truth.
The anger and
the last track on the anger and the truth. No. The first two, yeah.
Oh, if you know, like, which they like played earlier, the other week. Yeah, yeah, you know, like Preacher and shit like that. Like, he was the original singer. So,
a lot of those songs were re-recorded on other
right,
side.
Right, right, right.
Raise
so if you hear older Unseen, the guy that's singing is usually Chainsaw. I think maybe Scott sings he sings Unseen Class, doesn't he? On the old shit? Yes, he does, Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Maybe.
We have a little debate going during the next break. I'm sure we'll have an answer.
I don't remember Scott.
I swear to God, Scott sang Unseen Class on
so fuck
the original.
All you. Fuck I, your stupid ways.
Yeah, I want to say that was Scott.
It wasn't
Chainsaw, and it wasn't Mark.
Yeah,
so
but that's not a compilation. It could have been.
I didn't say it was.
Trip. But Chainsaw is only on that first 7-inch. What? What's up with... Oh!
She got us all.
Gotcha.
Well, regardless, that's off Too Young to Know, which came out before Paul was even in the band. He joined the band.
I'm not talking about the Lower Class Crucifixion version.
I know.
Of
You're talking
class.
About the one where they say fuck a whole bunch more.
Yes.
That one's better.
I don't think that's
more.
Mark, and I don't think it's not Paul, and it's not...
It could be
Trip. I'm pretty sure
it's not Chainsaw either. He don't sing. I don't know, though.
Don't ask me.
We'll have to find out. We'll have to hit him up. All right. Here's the U.S. Bombs for all you skate punks.
We'll be right back. couple bikers pull up on me, one on each side.
I hate those fucks.
They try to lock me in, and here comes a bus. These scumbags, they want me dead. I know they want my head.
All right, now me and Sean are on that age-old debate about the like early UK 82 shit. Now, look, I'm not saying that I don't like any 80s punk rock. All
just
I'm
a
saying
lot of
is you got 70s, you got 80s, you got 90s, and to me, the 80s are by far the worst.
I like this. Like, I have a skeptic's back patch. Like, So the Youth was like one of my favorite albums when I was like.
So which decade is the worst?
I wouldn't
worst.
Say there
none of them
is
are the worst.
Any bad.
There, yeah,
the
there
80s,
isn't. There's not one.
Bad.
There's not one.
Discharge
that's like,
is kind of bad. Like, I'm sorry.
Discharge isn't bad because it's really catchy, but a lot of it sounds the same.
I don't like.
There's
any
not
of
one
bands.
Decade
I
that
like
you're
Discharge.
Like. Yeah, every band that came out of that decade.
No,
sucks.
I'm not being literal, but I mean the UK 82 scene is by far. Pretty much besides like the crust scene, because the crust scene would be my least favorite scene. The UK 82 time period is like definitely like on the bottom
Andrew's
of my list.
Andrew's not a Verruchers fan.
No, I am not.
I'm wearing a Verruchers shirt right now.
I am not a Verruchers.
In fact, I wore it on purpose just because Andrew was talking shit on the Verruchers like a week ago.
How can you hate the Verruchers? Come on, man.
I don't know. I like bands that are, I don't know. I like, I just
but
like.
But you like Disorder.
I'm not
that they're like classified the same, but
I like I don't know. I really like things that are just got like a lot more rock and roll bass to it. Like you listen to the Wretched Ones, like that just guitar is just so
or even
fucking
Johnny Thunders.
Fuck
the
yeah,
New York
Johnny Thunders.
Dolls.
Like that's what I want to hear. I want to hear those guitar riffs in punk. You
don't
know
get
what
me
mean?
Wrong. I really like that shit too. But
I like
I'm
it
not,
too.
I'm not gonna lie. Like I like a lot.
I don't
want
to listen.
I like loud. I like loud fashion because it gets me fucking going.
I love Chaos UK, but see, even if they got songs like maybe I'll play "Hope You Got a Fucking Headache" just to annoy people, but like you're not gonna tell me that that's got the same musical content to fucking Johnny Thunders.
Listen to it. Listen to Andrew.
That's "Hope You Got a Headache." Shit. That's how it goes. That's literally
like
how the song
chaotic
goes.
Chaotic discord.
Yeah, that's literally how the song goes. Like, come on now.
We need to play more skeptics on this, bitch. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we do got...
Andrew's
no,
a music
Oi.
Nazi.
See, I'm real big on Oi, though, especially...
Of course.
Especially... I always like the Oi, and I like the 90s
man.
Street punk, and I like the classic 70s. That's what I like. I like the Oi.
And
when
I
listen to 80s,
too.
It's more the Oi stuff than it is the UK 82 stuff. Don't get me wrong. The Cramps are out of the 80s.
And
I love the Cramps. Do you know what
and
I mean? Yes, exactly. But see, me, I'm real more favorable to early Exploited.
We do play a lot
of
GBA.
All of it.
Oh no, I like. Oh,
Pornos,
I love
play
GBH.
A lot of GBH. We play the Exploited.
Exactly.
We have played.
Those are the bands from the 80s. I like.
We've played One Way System. We played Chaos UK.
I like those.
We
have.
We played like the Skeptics a couple times. We played the Fits. We've played.
So we're saying that even though I'm not crazy about the 82 stuff, I still.
I don't think we've ever played. I don't think we've ever played like Uproar or.
I vote we start.
Well, right now we got the press queued up. We are over an hour already. We're going to stick around for another hour. We're going to leave you guys with the press who will be coming to Philly soon. You know what I mean? Old school New York right there. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's get to the press. We're going to get out of here for this hour, so... Let's say bye.
Later, Gators.
Bye.
Adios.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to be real drunk on this next episode.
Fuck yeah.
So enjoy that shit. Here's shut your fucking mouth by the press on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
PogoCityRadio.com.
PogoCityRadio.